This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kicking us off right at the top, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Wow, what a night for Bernie Sanders. There are a lot of angles we could talk about, but you can't ignore, I think, which is what is the biggest story, Bernie Sanders taking Michigan. They were so unconfident that he would win Michigan that there was no acceptance speech because they had already cleared out thinking this was definitely Clinton's to take. So how about that? Bob, your reaction to Bernie Sanders, that's a big win for him.
Well, it's huge, and there's repercussions to this, I think, Kate, too. He won 50-48 Michigan, and here's the point. Hillary Clinton is struggling to beat, and I don't mean this in a bad way because I personally know Bernie Sanders and I like him, but she's struggling to beat, you know, a guy that's never thrown his name out there before, was completely unknown in a Midwest, you know, industrial, quote, state, a state that really, frankly, should have been hers. And I think his message of, you know, NAFTA and what's happening is, you know, is bouncing around now. She really hit at him for not bailing out the car industry, and it's Michigan, and he won. So, I mean, I know she won big in Mississippi, but this is, I think, is the big news, because if he takes this momentum, Kate, and starts to slingshot, you know, they're basically out of the South except for Florida, starts to slingshot, I don't know. This is a big boost for him.
It is. I like that. I don't know. We keep saying this. Ask again later. Shake the magic eight ball, because we really have no idea. And I think the Clinton people are just shocked trying to come up with answers.
Actually, you and I should get a pay raise, because if you look back, if you take shows, you know, and play them back that we've done, you and I,
uh-huh.
You know, we were ahead of the curve on a few things, you know, months ago, that Bernie Sanders wasn't, you know, something that was going away, neither was Donald Trump. And now I'm watching the pundits on national TV coming around to where you and I were a while back.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching that, too. I was listening to even Donna Brazile and what they were saying on CNN and how they were analyzing it and talking about what it would mean. And then you know, you're right. And then you look at the Trump deal, and Trump won Michigan. He won Mississippi. But how about Ted Cruz? He's hanging around like a nasty greenhead at the Jersey Shore. He's not going away. He took Idaho.
He took Idaho. John Kasich struggled to come in second in Michigan. He really worked very, very hard in Michigan, you know, because it's the neighbor, of course, to Ohio, where he's from. And, you know, you know Ohio well, as
yep.
Ellen Ratner and I do. You're an Ohioan in our heart. So you look at Trump, and it's big, and it's really big because, I mean, Mitt Romney did robocalls for Rubio. By the way, you know, we said this before, you know, Rubio is toast. I said that 5 days ago. He may not even make the Florida primary. He's just, he doesn't exist anymore. And you look at, you know, the fact that Mitt Romney was doing robocalls for him. I think the big point here is Mitt Romney and the Republican establishment, not the Republican voters, but the blue suit Karl Rove Romney people, they lost tonight. I mean, they gave it their all, and they lost.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's like I wonder, as we sit here and like you say, that you and I have been talking about this for a while, like we look at Trump, do we see Melania Trump as the next first lady? Or do we see, you know, Bernie Sanders' wife as the next first lady, or somebody else? Somebody suggested to me today that don't be surprised if Joe Biden gets in here and Elizabeth Warren in a brokered convention is his running mate.
Well, that's interesting, you know. I think if you take, let's just say hypothetically, you know, Donald Trump versus, because they're going to try to do something at the convention, and that will blow the Republican Party up. They can't. There cannot be a brokered convention. It can be open, multiple ballots, but not brokered. They would need riot police on the floor of the convention. But But, you know, Trump versus Sanders, when you think about it. Now, I was thinking just tonight, Cruz versus Clinton. You know, the difference of Trump, Cruz versus Clinton. You got Ted Cruz, you know, they got the abortion issue. He wants to bring back, you know, making gay marriage illegal. You know, you've got the same mantra. He's a conservative. And, you know, he's a good debater. But with Trump, you have unpredictability. Completely. You don't know the mantra. You don't know what on earth he's going to do next. And you take Trump or Clinton or Trump or Sanders, wow, what a hold on to your hat.
Yeah, for you, you know, somebody who's been around in politics, both obviously running and watching these campaigns, have you seen anything like this in your lifetime?
I've been 43 years working campaigns, managing them, running for 24 years myself, you know, state and federal level. Absolutely nothing that can even come close to this. This is the what is going on this year is going to be taught in college courses for a couple of decades.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So now we go the rest of the way, and we've got some big ones coming up, including Ohio. It's like you were talking about Ohio. Ohio's huge, and we have Florida. So really, by the end of March, will we see any kind of a clearing at all or no because of how we're getting these, you know, states here and there that are going in a different direction, both with the Republicans and with the Democrats?
Well, I think March 15th is going to wrap up a lot of things, especially on the Republican side, because, and I predicted the Los Angeles Times called, and I did a prediction for them Sunday, and I think that Kasich wins Ohio by 4 points. He's, you know, he's a popular governor and everything, but that's the point. He wins by 4 points. So he wins the state, but Donald Trump will do very good, especially in the southeastern, southern, and rural areas. So that says a lot. Now, that keeps Kasich alive. Doesn't mean he wins a lot of, you know, different contests. But Donald Trump would have to take about 60% of every single primary that's left, which he probably can't do. So, Republican side, you've got, I think, Trump, Cruz, and Kasich walk into the convention. Trump doesn't have the 1,237 votes, but he's ahead. And they have to just let it go ballot and ballot till, you know, like Monty Hall, somebody makes a deal. Now, on the Democratic side, I take a little bit different perspective on this. I think, first of all, Bernie Sanders is going to continue to do pretty good. But what happens if Sanders takes the popular vote and then Hillary Clinton, because of this Democratic side has this delegate thing, you know, super delegate thing.
Yeah.
What happens if he actually ends up taking popular vote but not delegates? I mean, that's a scenario. But either way, Bernie Sanders will not quit. Take that to the bank. He is causal. He has millions of people behind him. And the thing about the Clinton campaign right now, they had better be very, very nice to Bernie Sanders and his supporters. That's critical. They could stay home very easily in the election if Hillary's on top and Sanders does not feel that his ideas have resonated with Hillary Clinton.
Boy, I agree with you. Bob Ney, Talk Media News, former congressman from Ohio. Thanks so much for joining us in this hour. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, who do you back in 2016? Who do you back in this wild race we've been talking about all along? Coming up, Herb London, he talks about a possibility of a brokered convention for the Republicans. We look at the Democrats. And the first female firefighter in Dallas, Sherry Wilson, to talk about faith on fire. Hang with us.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, we've been talking a lot here on America Tonight, folks. You know this. Are we going to see some kind of brokered convention? What's going to happen in Michigan? As we know, this is D-Day and the back and forth of Trump and Cruz, and then there's Rubio. It's a wild circus, but where does it all end up? Herb London is with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. And Dr. London, you know, this is a question we talk about a lot on America Tonight because everybody wants to forecast what's going to happen and, will we have a brokered convention? So there's the first question. Explain the brokered convention, and do you think we'll really have one?
Well, it's a distinct possibility. Let me just say that it's plausible, although I still think unlikely. What happens, of course, in Michigan, what happens in Ohio and Florida could be critical. If Rubio manages to pull out a victory in Florida, even though he is running as an underdog at the moment, then things do change a little. If Cruz maintains a very close, is rather close to Donald Trump going into the convention, but neither have the 1,237 votes required to secure that nomination, that too is going to be put into the calculus. So I think there are a lot of imponderables, but there is certainly the possibility that this could be a brokered convention. It would be a wild scene, and it's not going to come out well.
What happens if, you certainly get the feeling that the establishment Republicans really don't want Trump, but if it's Trump, they have no choice, right, rather than to embrace him?
Well, if Trump gets to 1237, there is no question that he's got the nomination, and no matter what the leadership in the party thinks, and obviously there's a lot of anti-Trump sentiment, he's going to be the nominee of the party. The problem, however, is he's getting the 1237 is going to be far more complicated than even the Trump people think. There are other primaries. There are winner-take-all primaries. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Kasich wins in Ohio, Rubio wins in Florida, and Trump wins in Michigan. Now the race looks a little different, not quite the same. Keep in mind that the distance between Trump and Cruz at the moment is only 90 delegates, only 90 delegates. You need 1237 to be the nominee of the party. So it's not as if Trump's got this locked up, not by a long shot. And the anti-Trump sentiment is obviously working very hard. Some of that is you call the establishment, but not all of it is the establishment. I am certainly very angry at the Republican Party. Angry because the Republicans gained control of the House and the Senate, and then you look at the last budget bill, and they gave Obama everything he wanted, including an additional $1 trillion to the national debt. I'm appalled and angry at the party, but I'm not a Trump supporter. So to suggest that everyone who is opposed to Trump is part of an establishment is, I think, something of an overreaction. There are many people who do not believe that Trump is qualified to be president of the United States. He doesn't have the requisite background. He doesn't have the temperament. He's vulgar. I mean, there are things that go into this candidacy that I do not think Trump possesses. That's my view. But again, whether it's my view or not, if Trump garners the 1237, I, as a Republican, will support him. But again, whether he can reach 1237 is not at all clear at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I agree with you, by the way, about whether he has what's necessary to be the president, etc. Absolutely. No question about it. I think that's the other part of the story. It does show you something of what is out there and what's pervasive in our society, I think. What do you read into that Trump gained this almost immediate popularity?
Well, I think that a lot of it is the fact that he is a national personality. In the case of most people who run for president, you've got to spend a lot of money buying name recognition. Donald Trump didn't have to spend a dime doing that. He is a personality. He is something of a television star. He is someone who is well known. He has promoted himself brilliantly. He is something of an expert on branding. I don't think there's very much there. I don't think he's a successful businessman, and I don't think he's a particularly successful politician, but he is successful at branding himself. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage. The other part of it is people have been looking for someone who I think represents the anger that they feel about what is happening in the United States. The difficulties that we faced in America over the last 8 years under Obama's stewardship have coalesced around a figure, around an instrument who is simply giving a giant finger to the establishment and the Republican and Democratic Party, saying, I'm tired of politics as usual. And that is what Donald Trump represents. People don't listen to the things that he says. They think of him as a symbol. And as a symbol, he represents everything that people are dissatisfied with a politics in Washington as usual. And in that sense, he has a distinct advantage.
We're speaking with Herb London. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Looking at the others, looking at Cruz, you mentioned Rubio in Florida, of course, and all that maneuvering. Of those two, who do you think has the better chance to be there at the end if it's not Trump?
Well, again, I don't have a horse in this race, so yeah. I'm not here to promote a candidate.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that it's going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. If you actually look at the number of representatives, notwithstanding the fact that Trump has been far more successful in winning the primaries, but if you look at the fact that these were proportional representation, and so you get a proportional vote, the consequence of that has been that the distance between Trump and Cruz is not very great at the moment. And then if you look at the fact that the races coming up are winner-take-all in Ohio and Florida, if, in fact, Rubio gets the 90-plus votes in Florida, and Kasich gets the 66 votes in Ohio, they both have a claim. Now, how legitimate is that claim? It's very hard to say. But keep in mind, we may be talking about multiple ballots. So in the first ballot, even if they're not successful, there may be a second, a third, and a fourth ballot, in which case you start seeing deals being made, in which case it's difficult to know how things actually unfold. And it may very well be that Donald Trump ends up with, I don't know, a cabinet position, or maybe even a vice presidency rather than the presidency. You do not know what will actually happen in the convention. And if you look at the history of conventions, it is very clear that people sometimes come from virtual obscurity and end up with the nomination. John Garfield, for example, no one would have anticipated that he would get the nomination for the Republican Party, and yet he did. Again, you know, it's very, very difficult to know if you have a brokered convention, because you will have the party that's split. The reason why I said, however, this will not come out well is because the Trump people are going to be very angry if he doesn't get it. They'll bolt from the Republican Party. Will they start a third party? Hard to know. Donald Trump's assertions to the contrary, you have to realize almost everything that he says is like pie crust. It's going to break very easily. So you don't know whether, in fact, he will actually live up to that claim. And then the other part of it, Trump wins. If Trump wins, I can assure you, a very significant portion of the Republican Party is going to say, this is not for us. We're going to step aside. We're not going to vote at all. We can't vote for Pinocchio, and we're not going to vote for Joseph Stalin, so we're not voting. That is going to hurt the Republican Party dramatically. So again, either way, it does not work out well for the Republicans. And that's very, very unfortunate, because this is yet another opportunity for the Republican Party that will be blown by the party. And I, again, from the standpoint of looking at this from a historical perspective, this is very sad indeed.
Yeah, so the Democrats must be, based on everything you're saying, and you're right, they must be licking their chops, in a sense, behind the scenes watching this.
Oh, no question. However, they've got their own problem, because if Mr. Comey, James Comey of the FBI, comes out with a report indicating that there really is criminal behavior that Hillary Clinton has engaged in, which seems to be the case, I might add, and even if there isn't an indictment, but just a report that comes out from the FBI, that report appears in the Washington Post, in the New York Times, in the LA Times, I can assure you that she's going to be flushed out of this campaign. The Democrats are not going to give this nomination to Bernie Sanders. You can't imagine that someone who believes that the means of production should be controlled by government should be the next president of the United States. So that's not going to happen. So in the wings is someone who's going to be described as the savior of the Democratic Party. His name is Joe Biden. Biden will, in a brokered Democratic convention, end up as the nominee of the party, probably running with Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Wow, that's interesting, too. And, of course, that has absolutely been suggested by others. Do you think we're going to have a record turnout this time around because of a lot of things that we just talked about?
Well, I think that you will have a record turnout on the Republican side, where in the primaries, the number of people who have gravitated to the primary has been astonishing, absolutely astonishing. The increase is on the order of 30, 40, 50% in some states. It's quite remarkable. A lot of that is due to Trump, for which he deserves some credit. So I think that that's very important. The Democrats have had a lagging turnout, in part because Hillary doesn't muster the same kind of enthusiasm as her husband. And Bernie Sanders, as I indicated before, has his following among hardcore young socialists in the United States, who obviously didn't learn any historical lessons from the 20th century. So, again, the Democratic Party is in an odd position at the moment. If, in fact, the Republicans fail, they will fail because they've imploded, not because the Democrats have been more successful than the Republican Party.
Yeah, interesting. All right, it's been a great conversation. Herb London, again, go to London Center for Policy Research. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Day. Who better to have on the show than a glass ceiling breaker, Sherry Wilson? She was the first female firefighter paramedic in the Dallas Fire Rescue Department. Wow, imagine what that was like. So excited to have her on the show. She's got a book out called Faith on Fire, The First Ingredient of a Miracle is an Impossible Situation. I bet a lot of people listening to us across the country can relate to that. Sherry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
So you got to take us back to the very beginning of this. First of all, what made you want to go into this profession?
Well, I wasn't really sure that this was what I wanted, but I was working for an ambulance company. I knew I wanted to save lives. But the reason I applied for the fire department was because a man told me I couldn't.
Always a good ingredient, an elixir to ignite a woman's passion for a job, yes.
He said, you can't do that. You're a woman. He goes, you're stupid. Women can't be firefighters. And I went, oh, well, I went home. I tossed and turned in the bed that night. I was really angry. I was on shift. I went home, took a shower, found my college transcript, walked into the Dallas Fire Department, and within a couple months, going through the processes, I was hired.
Wow. And what was it like the very first time when you put on the gear, learned all the ropes, all that kind of, all the kind of things that go into becoming a firefighter combined with what you were doing? What was that like when that first happened for you?
Well, I mean, out at the academy, it was all a training ground. But the very first really big fire, I just remember my heart pounding. And I was, you know, back in that day, we could stand up on the sides of the apparatus. And this fireman that I was riding with, he looked over at me. And I think he could see, as we were coming up over this bridge, it looked like the sun was coming up. and I had a panic look on my face. And he looked at me and he pointed and he said, his exact words were, "Girl, that fire's already out. You hear me?" And I just went, "Okay." And we went in there. That was the faith on fire attitude. They didn't look at a fire and go, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" They had this attitude that was going to win no matter what. And it just stuck with me and it resonated through my entire life. And it ultimately helped me finish nearly 35 years in my career.
Wow. And from that scary moment, there had to be others. The first fire you jumped into the middle of where you thought, boy, am I, did you ever have that thought? Like you said, the winning attitude, did you ever have the thought, "I hope I get out of here. I have a family. I can't believe this." Did you ever once have that thought?
Well, there's times that you do what we call following the hose. You hope the hell the hose going out of the fire instead of to the fire. And so, yeah, I had a few of those. I think the scariest was we went into an old building in downtown Dallas, and it had served many a purposes, but we went up the stairwells, and I was one of the last to go up the stairwell, and I fell through the stairwell. Thank God my butt stopped me from going all the way through. And I was sitting there going, "Oh, God, help me." You know, I was expecting angels. They appeared in bunker gear. And over a period of time, they were able to dislodge me and get me out of there. And I ended up taking a few shifts off. But when I came back, they were like, "She's back." They really thought it would have done me in.
Wow.
And so I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And before you knew it, gear done.
Yeah. And what people don't realize is how much does all that gear weigh? This is not an easy task.
I don't know. Probably close to 50 pounds, maybe. I mean, without a mask, it's probably more like 25, 30. But with a mask, it's a little heavier. And they were heavier back in the old day. We used to have old steel tanks, and then finally we went to aluminum and fiberglass, and they were a little bit lighter and easier and more ergonomically comfortable. But, you kind of felt like a pack mule at times. But the gear wasn't the hardest thing. The hardest thing for me were tarps.
Tarps? Why were tarps hard?
Because they are so freaking heavy, and you usually carry two of them. And if you carry them up into a high-rise building, I mean, it's just, it doesn't sound like much, but that and the high-rise bag were the two hardest things to do, the two very hardest things.
Wow. So, crazy. I've spent some time, I was in New York when 9/11 happened, and I had friends who were firefighters, and I spent a lot of time in my life. I've spent time around firefighters, people who do it for a living and people who are volunteer. And I think one of the hardest things is they never want to lose anybody, and going into a fire where they just can't, you know, where they can't save somebody, or they find somebody was in a back room and it's too late, everything explodes. Did you ever have an experience like that?
Well, I was involved in the 9/11 saga in a way. One, because I was a firefighter. Two, I had just dropped my son off at West Point a month before, and we had done the towers. We had eaten at Windows on the World. We had, you know, bought our little Christmas ornaments and things. And then to have my son near all of that was very stressful. That was a really hard time for firefighters. And the very first shift back, our lieutenant sat us down and he said, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do? We are now the first line of defense for the homeland. You know, our military's over doing what they're doing here in America. Something hits, we're the first line of defense. What are you going to do? Are you going to go up them stairs just like those firefighters?" And it was funny because it was like a calling to all of us. And, you know, we all made the choice that we were going to keep doing it. We weren't going to be stopped by whatever was out there. Our rules of engagement changed. As a driver engineer, a lot of times I got stuck out with the apparatus instead of in the middle of whatever they were doing, because we were afraid they were going to use our apparatus as some kind of weapon, and so we had to, you know, maintain control of it. I mean, a lot of things happened because of that. I studied that to the point that, I mean, I had to quit watching it because, you know, where we were looking at how the building fell and, you know, how can we, you know, because I really was not expecting those buildings to fall. And so we've gone through a lot of extensive, you know, trying to figure out what happened, how did it happen, what could prevent that in the future. And anyhow, sometimes I say, stick a fork in me, I'm done. I'm glad it's over with. But I loved what I did. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, once a firefighter, you'll always be a firefighter.
Oh, I hear you on that, knowing so many people who have retired from the fire department and, as I said, have been in it. One thing I know about fire departments is the sense of humor is crazy insane. When I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I was a television anchor, and, of course, I got to know a lot of the firemen. And they had a nickname for me. They used to call me Chipmunk.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I mean, and they meant it lovingly because they would gave me some good inside scoop. And it was just so funny. Like one time accidentally I was interviewing the chief and he was so comfortable with me. He said, "That's right, Chipmunk." And I cannot tell you the letters I got at the station from people about that nickname wanting to know what do they mean by that? So you talk about in your book, you talk about the fire department poop sheet. Tell us what a poop sheet is.
Oh, it's pretty much. Oh, God, you read that part, huh?
Uh-huh.
It was just a tool to lighten the load, so to speak. We called it agitation, and the poop sheet is pretty powerful. You know, words are very powerful. Once you put them out there, they're out there. And of course, you know, there was numerous. I actually have files of poop sheets from over the years, and if it's not a poop sheet, it's a cartoon where, you know, they've put your face in there and you know, had something humorous to say. So yeah, we had a lot of those, and I'm a writer, so you know, I couldn't really fight a lot of the battles that were there, so I did it with my poop sheet, and I was pretty destructive with it at times. I mean, there was a few of them that got really quiet, and when they got really quiet, I knew it was time to kind of back off. But I made my point. I mean, I learned to play those games just as good as they did, and in some cases, a little bit better. I'm not really proud of all of it, but I learned a lot of lessons, and I grew from it, and the fire department seems to be a lot gentler today than it was, but there's always a little bit of cordial hypocrisy, so to speak, going on, you know, people gesturing and posturing to be bigger than the other or better than the other or whatever. I mean, there's just that John Wayne attitude.
Yeah, it's playing the dozens, and you just did it on a sheet, and it was, you know, sarcastic or ripping on somebody's the way they dressed or groomed themselves or whatever it is. As you say, it's a way to, in a weird way, to keep score or do the John Wayne kind of thing for sure. Do you think more women will become firefighters? Have we seen the advent of, hey, now if you can do it, then we want you? Has it gotten better?
Oh, I think it's gotten a lot better. There's nearly 100 in our department now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a betting woman, and I bet that the next chief will be a woman.
Really?
I mean, I would follow this one girl anywhere, but there's three or four of them that are absolutely qualified, have got the thing that's so unique about it is that, and it's how I stay connected to the department is through my friends, and they have the respect of the men. I mean, that's how good they are at this job, and so it's really exciting to see.
Well, that's cool, especially, like you said, they're that good at the job. All right, Faith on Fire is the book. Sherry Wilson wrote the book. She's the author. And to get a copy of it, can we go to Amazon?
You can go to Amazon or you can go to faithonfire.com.
Awesome. Sherry Wilson, it's been a delight. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, fire.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS.
I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Please welcome Miss Moon Zappa.
As we approach the final end for this hour of America tonight, it is perfect that we're going to roll out fruits and nuts shredded and bingo.
Bingo!
Yeah, bingo! Hi, Nathan Reeder. He joins us for this segment. How are you?
I'm joined.
You're joined.
I'm conjoined with us electronically.
Can you imagine if you were conjoined with your brother? You have a brother named Graham. What if the two of you were conjoined? What would that be like?
Smelly.
Smelly. If I was conjoined with my brother Patrick, there'd be a lot of arguing, a lot of stubbornness. I don't know that we would last.
Oh, yeah.
The Irish. Coming up, St. Patrick's Day, we'll have to make sure that we celebrate that in style. So here's our first one. This just happened. A judge won $291 million. His brother had a winning ticket as well in the same lottery. He won seven. So lottery officials thought it would be very funny to take the two men, put them next to each other, and have the one brother with his big winnings and the other brother next to him with his teeny-weeny winnings. And actually, it was kind of comical. But can you imagine? This is a Pennsylvania judge. He was on vacation with his brother. And for fun, because the lottery was high, they said, oh, what the heck? And they got a couple of tickets. It's not like they got a ton of tickets. And they hit it. He hit it. He hit 291. That's crazy.
Yes, that is. Wow.
It is a wow. So I'm going to say that's bingo. Why not? Hey, they're having fun, hanging out, boom. And they're older guys, like in their 60s.
Oh, yeah. That's lucky stuff.
It's lucky.
The numbers.
It is. It's lucky. That is just luck. And, I mean, they say you have an easier time getting struck by lightning, so that just tells you right there. Nuts. How about this? We move from lucky and bingo to a family in Zimbabwe. So we go from Florida to Zimbabwe, if you're following us geographically. And this family discovered the root of their engine problems last week. It wasn't spark plugs. It wasn't fuel injectors. The Mostarts, who are living in Carol, which is just north of the main city there in Zimbabwe, were shocked to find a massive African rock python huddled under the hood of their car. And this went viral because it was so shocking. The python was huge. I don't know that I've ever seen a snake this big. It was insane. So that would be pretty scary, I would think, to think you have all these terrible car problems and then find out it's this giant python.
Actually, it's probably a little relieving.
Yeah, we don't have to pay for have to pay for anything with this car. It's just a darn snake.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts? And you know what's here's interesting? These pythons are protected. They're called royal game in Zimbabwe, so you can't like kill them, eat them, any of that kind of stuff. It's a protected species, a royal protected species for whatever reason. Yes, you can't do that. You can't, like when I was in Arizona, we ate rattlesnake, but there's no eating of snake, or at least that kind of snake anyway there.
Oh, yeah, rattlesnakes are everywhere.
They are everywhere in Arizona, that's for sure. You see signs. Watch out for the rattlesnakes. So I'm going to say, it would be fruits and nuts, but they act like it's no big deal, so I don't know. I think it's almost bingo for them in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, bingo shredded. Bingo shredded. I mean, it's probably a humongous thing. I haven't seen a picture of it yet. But.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just huge. It would have, if I had opened the hood of a car and that had come out at me, I don't know if I'd still be alive. I think I'd have a heart attack on the spot. I'm not a big fan of the snake. Just not. So, it's hard to rank things. And I don't know if you were a fan ever saw any of them, but Saturday Night Live had some pretty clever parodies, and they had some super, super good comedians, and just, occasionally really good comedy, and then occasionally weak comedy. But we have this need to rank people, like rank athletes, rank cities, all that kind of stuff. So the Rolling Stone actually ranked all 141 cast members, and they did this actually last year, and people are still complaining. They're getting thousands of letters still after ranking the cast members, and some of the more current people ranked a little bit higher, and then some of the more beloved characters ranked a little bit lower, like Victoria Jackson when she was on, 138 for her. Gilbert Gottfried, who was on in the 80s, was 137. Norm MacDonald, 135. And you go from there. But you go to the top, and Tina Fey was in the top five. So was Amy Poehler. I don't know. Can you really rank comedians on a show that had the length that, I don't know, that Saturday Night Live
The Muppets are just in front of Robert Downey Jr.
The Muppets. Yes, the Muppets.
Yes, the Muppets. Exactly.
What does that tell you?
What is the fact that most of us get our news from internet like wham bam sites that are lists? I mean, they're lists. For God's sake, people, they're lists, and woohoo, it's Rolling Stone making a list. Whatever, that's what they do all the time.
It's lists. Well, you're a musician, and you know, there was a big kerfluncle, I'll call it, for lack of a better word to say, when they ranked the best all-time musicians. I thought that was pretty interesting. There's a lot of arguing going on over that. And I just think it's, you know, there's no rules, that it's all over the map.
I mean, isn't one of the funnest parts about music journalism or any art journalism that you're gonna find differences of opinions, and isn't that why it almost exists in the first place, so people can argue it out?
Of course, it's like sports. It's like politics. It's like why we do this show, because that's what happens. You're right. The need to argue over who's and who.
Randy Quaid is way too low on this list.
I know Randy Quaid was funny. Now he's way out there. I don't even know. Last time he was arrested, and then he went to Canada, and he, he's funny in his movies though. Don't you think?
Oh, he's funny in real life too. Don't even play.
He's funny. Yeah, he's funny. Whoops, I have the hiccups, by the way.
That's funny.
That is funny. Not intentionally, but for all of you listening, I didn't do this intentionally. It just happened. So there you go. All right, how about this one? They're saying the Michigan presidential primary turnout could be a record. Bernie Sanders for the Democrats won, which was a huge upset, and Trump won on the other side. But here's what I think. Bravo for the people going out to at least turn out in the primaries. Let's hope they turn out in the general election. I'd say that's a bingo.
I am so for bingo, for turning out. Go turn out.
Yeah, go turn out.
All of you.
Get in line. Exercise your right to vote, even if you're furious and don't like anyone, which is when you talk to so many people,
exactly.
That's what they say.
Exactly.
But here's the deal. It's easy to vote. They have absentee ballots. You can go in person. But there's no excuses, because there's easy ways to vote. I hate that when people say, I can't vote, it's impossible. No, it's easy to get an absentee ballot. Definitely. Just do that.
Well, you're always going to run into things they do, like switch your polling places at the last minute. Please make sure you know that.
That's true.
Or put information, contradictory information on same sites that are supposed to be like state funded. But keep trying. I mean,
keep trying. Find a way.
Yes. There's
vote.
A big go.
Vote as we get played out by this violin concerto. Nathan, thank you. Another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo in the books. Thanks for listening.
About your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.